don't have time.
All right, what's one word that you could answer it with? I'd like to
just can't.
Okay.
Help you.
Another name for an automobile is a...
An auto.
Yeah, what's another one?
And...
The word that I think most people use nowadays. Person would go out and get in his...
car.
Okay. My mother might say to me, this man is your uncle, and his wife is...
your cousin.
Okay. Or, let's see now, if the man is my uncle, then his wife is going to be my...
aunt.
Okay. So, let's see now. I'll ask it over again. My mother might say to me, this man is your uncle, and his wife is...
is my aunt.
Okay. Now, let's see. If she's yours, then she's your aunt.
Yeah.
And if she's mine, then she's...
your aunt.
Okay. Before birds lay their eggs, they build...
a nest.
Okay. And, let's see, one bird would build one nest, and a dozen birds would build a dozen.
Well, some birds, I understand, of late years, they found where some would build them and others would run them off and take their nest.
Uh-huh.
Lazy birds, such as that.
Okay. Children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at...
on benches. Now they sit in seats.
Yeah. Now there's another word, too, that's, let's see.
I see the bench and the seat.
Yeah.
And,
Well, in a person's house, he might have a writing... Let's see,
chair, or...
That's the word.
The old-fashioned desk, they don't have many of those anymore.
That's right, but some of them still call them.
Yes, and they still call it the desk.
Okay.
Now, my day, school day, they was called desk, and now they call them, they use the benches
mm-hmm.
in just a few places that they use that old desk.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, before a boy fights, he might clench both his...
fist.
A small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime that stings and draws blood is called a...
mosquito.
Okay. Right now we're sitting inside your...
living room.
Okay. And the building is your...
grandparents.
Yeah. But it's... The building that a person lives in is his...
oh, is his house.
Okay. If a small troublesome animal was getting your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what kind of animal it was, what general word could you use to refer to it?
A varmint.
Okay. And what kind of animal might it be?
Well, it could be a wild cat, or it could be a possum.
Okay.
Or it could be a fox.
Okay.
Or a bear, or a wolf, or a cow.
Have you ever heard people call other people a varmint?
Yes.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that lives in the ocean, little fish really, I guess, and grows to be about 3 or 4 inches long, and when you cook it, it curls up and it turns pink or orange?
I just don't know, young lady. I've the trout fish and buying the red pink salmon's about all I know about, and I know bass fish,
yeah.
Those real large ones.
And well, now this is a little one.
A little one.
It curls up like that.
I see.
Yeah, I'm going to write this one down too.